due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Oh, yeah. Close line.
Wow.
Come on. A decapitation. New champion. Yeah. New champion.
Yes.
Here is
you. That's what I'm talking about.
The new Intercontinental Champion, Luke Harper.
You really want the guy that never gives up, or you want the guy that never quits beating people like Luke Harper?
Yeah, don't you
That's
think
who you want on your team you right there.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Hey,
this is
the
Bruise
Crew,
and
you are
listening
to
the
Pain
Clinic.
Listen and feel
the pain.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for November 22nd. All right, real quick, holidays today. Go for a ride day. National Adoption Day. Happy birthday. Well, yeah, he's still alive. Former guest and former WWF, WCW, and TNA writer as well as wrestler. And announcer, Ed Ferrara, is 48 today. Not the only one holding a birthday today. Emanating from the 16th floor of the First Niagara Building, Dan Cole. DC Dan Cole is having a happy birthday today. Good, happy birthday, Dan.
Thank you very much.
You are, you know, you don't look, you really look much younger than 23.
Yeah, I know.
You probably get that all the
good
time.
Good jeans.
Good jeans.
Can I point out
Are they that Levi's?
I'm going to tie in wrestling to my birthday. Today is the absolute perfect day for my ringtone, because for every text I get wishing me a happy birthday, it's preceded by, I wish you died in the womb.
All right. And that and their
I would have thrown my phone against a wall by now if I was you.
And their birthday was yesterday.
How many times have you heard
I stuck
that by
it. I said I will keep it for a year.
That's wow. Insane.
How long has it been?
Well, when right, did that it angle. Yeah, okay, that angle was
That's
only a couple
a
months
time.
Ago.
Well, everybody, call up DC Dan Cole. Wish him a happy birthday. Let me get to real quick to the plugs. Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Light Empire Culver, which Danny always generously brings every week. Thank you so much for that, birthday boy. Real quick, join us. And by the way, the cast and crew of the show besides Danny is, it's the whole.
No, they don't, the rest of them don't matter today.
Yeah, I know.
It's all about me.
It's like two straight weeks of just you and I, but now it's, everybody's in the studio. It must be like a holiday week or something. We got of course, the artiste is here joining us. Good morning, artiste.
Good morning. It smells like tuna in here.
That's what she said. All right, and sitting to your left.
Got to get that one out of the way.
Did you guys give me a dancer for my birthday?
Sitting to the radio
We're
left.
We're off and running,
right,
baby.
Right, is Mark Fantasia joining us. Mark?
I smell like beef.
All right, and straight across from me, Mr. Artiste is Danger Boy, who's eating a tuna sandwich. So
it's
you,
too early for that.
Yeah, it's a tuna melt, so my studio smells like that, too. We're in different rooms. But, hey, welcome to the show. Let me quickly do the plugs. Join us tomorrow for WWE Survivor Series at Salvatore's at the garage door. What? Told you it was going to happen. We're back there, 149 East Ridge Road. Starts at 8 p.m. Get there early to get a seat. That's right. We are back. We'll be there and have some stuff to give away. Actually, I'm bringing a copy of Chris Jericho's book. So you want to take a chance to win that. And you know what? There's no cost or no cover to come in. All you got to do is, you know, show up. And we appreciate when you spend money and tip the waitresses and waiters and the bartenders and stuff. But there is no cost to get in. So where else, you know, there's no $9.99 involved in this, okay? We'll just say that. Actually, I'm not even going to get into it, but there's no $9.99 involved anywhere right now. But unless you have already subscribed, and then you are still paying for the month of November, which...
Yeah, thanks, WWE.
Sorry about that for all those current subscribers. But
thank you, Danny.
Come on down and join us. We'll have a good time. WWE Survivor Series, that's right, Sunday, tomorrow, November 23rd. It's right before Thanksgiving. It starts the whole holiday week, you know.
And you don't have to worry about a Bills game beforehand.
Yeah, there's no Bills game, you know. I mean, that was my issue before the Bills decided to move to Detroit.
Hey, if you want to watch some football tomorrow, 1 o'clock, Hamilton Tiger Cats, East Final, CFL playoffs.
You like that quirky
ESPN
stuff.
3.
You like that
I'm
quirky
just saying.
Stuff.
Plenty of football to
Winner
watch
advances
tomorrow.
To the poutine bowl.
That's right. All right, there's trucks out front with poutine, too, I'm sure. By the way, there's trucks out here. I don't know why we couldn't park next to the building. They're like putting some air conditioning unit on the roof or something.
Perfect time of year for it.
Yeah, why not? Another quick plug. You can join us at Salvatore's also December 6th for UFC 181. Welterweight champion Johnny Hendricks takes on Robbie Lawler in the main event. You saw them fight earlier this year. It was like the fight of the year, so come on down. That's December 6th. And we'll have stuff to give away. We'll be there, too, having a good time. And I appreciate everybody who came out for 180 last Saturday. It was a lot of fun. And one last plug, Bill Graze's home of the world's greatest cheeseburger and tuna sandwiches and tuna melts like the ones that are going around here today. Check out one of their 14 locations, our favorites, the Strong Museum, and play our friend Jamie. There's something for everyone at Bill Graze. Find the nearest Bill Graze, too, online at
BillGraze.com.
Okay. Exclamation point. Everybody wants to get in on it. All right. Welcome to the show. You heard how we started. We started with Rochester's own Luke Harper. I don't know where they quote him from again.
Snakebite, Florida, I believe.
Snakebite, Florida. Well,
his roster profile on WWE.com does not list a hometown, but I believe that's what he had in NXT.
At one point, he said Butte, Montana.
Yeah, that was once, and then there was that one time on NXT they messed up and said Rochester, New York, and I was totally okay with it. But
sure.
That did not stick.
So. Yeah, and that guy's fired now, right?
No. I don't remember who that was. I think it was Byron Saxton, so he's still around.
Yeah, he's still around. He's doing some
stuff,
backstage stuff on SmackDown as well as other things. But Luke Harper takes the Intercontinental title. I don't care how he took it. He just got it. You know, and that's the way I always feel about titles a lot of times in WWE. You know, I don't care. You know, I mean, you know, sure, he's on the heels. He's got to do a heel move. They've got to do heel moves to get it, and everyone doesn't give him credit for getting it. But you know what? When the WWE says you're going to hold this title, that is a huge honor. I mean, you look at the list of names that have held that title, and then you add your name to the bottom of the list. And I was just so happy for him. I mean, it was like, you know, I mean, I almost exploded. I was so happy. I know, Tease, you were going nuts online.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, anybody that listens to the show probably hears me just complain about WWE most of the time. I can honestly tell you that myself and Super Beast, who both, you know, along with you guys, have known Luke for forever, and we're sitting at a bar watching it. There's no audio. I turn to him. I'm like, is this a title match? He's like, yes. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, they
God.
Announced it right before the match started. All of a sudden, Lillian Garcia came out and said, oh, yeah, and by the way, this is now a title match. And it's like, what?
Yeah. yeah, so I didn't hear that, but I figured it out. And just like, well, he clearly can't lose. I mean, maybe it'll be a DQ, but he's probably going to win the belt right here. And my eyes were glued to the TV. And the second I saw that three count, it was it honestly might have been my favorite moment in, like, wrestling history, for me personally. You know, like, you think of things growing up and stuff, but that's to see one of your boys make it that far.
Yeah.
That's a huge accomplishment.
Huge.
I mean, everybody talks Gorilla Monsoon, China. Luke Harper's in that category. You mentioned it. Like, the people who have won that title over the years, that's a gigantic accomplishment. I couldn't be more proud of him.
It's also a stepping stone for other things a lot of times in the WWE, which once you get the nod from the higher-ups to get something like that, you know his work ethic. You know the top. There's no limit to the top there.
No, and you know, we were kind of complaining earlier in the year that he and Rowan did not take the tag titles from Usos. When I really thought that was going to happen, and I guess just waiting made it even better. And the Intercontinental title is, in my mind, it might be my favorite title, you know, especially because the heavyweight title is sitting in Minnesota somewhere right now for months and months.
Underneath
and months.
The glacier.
That's really like the top belt right now.
It is. You're right. And, you know, that and the, awesome. that in the U.S. title, which is the old WCW title, those both right now hold more prominence than any other title in the company.
Yeah.
Because you have a pay-per-view without the heavyweight title on it. Second one in a row coming up this weekend.
And, you know, I'm just very excited to see where this goes. I mean, it's cool enough, even if he didn't have the belt, it's cool enough to see him, you know, now every week on Raw alongside Triple H and Stephanie and all these major players. It's a pretty cool thing, but to have that belt.
He got to interrupt Stephanie in that promo. You know, he's a team player. You know, I mean, she goes, that's right, you are. You know, so that, I think that was pretty cool. Yeah, I enjoy, you know, just enjoy seeing, you know, him succeed. And, I mean, Danger Boy, you've been in the ring with a guy, so.
Actually, I never actually was.
Oh, you never been wrestled?
No.
Really?
We were always both heels.
Probably a good thing. You're probably lucky.
That's why I can still walk.
Yeah.
But no, you know, I saw him the very first show he ever did. And then everything, I followed him ever since he, you know, coming up. And you just knew, being that tall and he was that athletic, that something special was going to happen. And to see him win the Intercontinental title, you know, on TV, even though we were having guys' night watching Monday Night Football, it's like, holy crap, he just won the Intercontinental title.
Oh, man, I was jumping around. It was so excited, you know. I
mean, and we're just all shocked. Everyone who was there knows him. We played softball with him, too. And you know, it's just awesome. It's really awesome.
I hope he gets to bring it home.
People aren't used to this positivity on the Pain Clinic, I don't think. But I think about it. I'm sitting there Monday night. I'm watching it. I'm texting Big Cat Lemmer, who we had on the show recently. You know, we're talking on Facebook and stuff. Like, it almost was making us like teary eyed. You see a guy. I to be honest with you, I used to watch Raw every Monday night with Luke Harper years ago. Now he's dominating that show. Now he's the Intercontinental Champion. I personally, you know, obviously, like, we are the pro wrestling radio show in this town. I wish this town would give him a little more credit, to be honest. I think it's worth a newspaper mention or something. Yeah, that's a prestigious title, whether it's scripted or not.
And Weez gave him a nice, really nice, him, Paulie, and Billy gave him a real nice mention this past Tuesday after it. I mean, the problem is he's not doing a lot of interviews, and so you know, I think a lot of times, you know, the PR people will stop him, or they won't let him do interviews. So I mean, you really would like to have him do an interview. I mean, especially in this market, this town.
He's not billed as from Rochester either.
No, right. And so that's always a.
Neither was China.
You're right. Neither was China.
Which is fine, but
where was she from?
Well, Gorilla Monsoon wasn't either.
Florida,
I don't think.
Somewhere. I don't remember what China was. Whatever, that's fine. Florida can have her.
Are we too embarrassing a town that people just can't be from here as a wrestler?
Well, he's a character not from this area, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Wyatt family character was kind of just based as, like, this southern... I mean, listen to Harper's accent now, so it wouldn't really work as Rochester.
Definitely not.
I don't think I hear that accent too much around here.
Southern Rochester.
222-1280. Southern Rochester. 222-1280. Star Choice number. Got Bill from Rochester. What's up, Bill?
Just to clarify something, Gorilla Monsoon was billed as being from Manchuria. Believe it or not.
Yeah, I know. None of the guys from Rochester were ever technically from Rochester. In their books.
I got to tell you, being with working with Rob at P6W, also known as Pier 6 Wrestling, I had the pleasure of watching Luke. He was known by a different name, as we all know. And I got to tell you, he comes across as a hybrid between Bruiser Brody, the Beard, and a young Killer Kowalski. His in-ring ability reminds me a great deal of Kowalski. And going back to our conversation last week about big men in wrestling, and I know Luke has a long way to go in terms of wrestling, how do you rank him right now as one of the big men in the business?
I'll say in the WWE, he's number two right now with if you count the title as prestige. Right now, I don't know. I mean, you see him standing next to Kane. They're about the same height. You see, you know, he's not. You don't see him taking on Big Show. I mean, they did have a little feud.
They did an expose on WWE.com listing the 10 people that could carry the company in the future. And Joey Styles did a very, very nice write up on Luke Harper as well.
What number did he have him at?
They didn't go in order.
Oh, okay.
They just went 10 people that could, and they included your Sami Zayns, your Finn Balors. Dolph Ziggler was in there for some reason. He's been there for like 12 years. And then they had Luke Harper as well, and Joey Styles was the one who wrote it, and it was. Coming from Joey as opposed to some of the other WWE writers or staff writers on the page was interesting, but it was really nice. And he was talking about how he combines cruiserweight and big man seamlessly.
Yeah, remember he dove through the ropes on the CM Punk in a match with them. I mean, he was working with everybody when he first came up, everybody he could work with, and he was wrestling their style or his style, you know, which, I mean, he's a high flyer for a 6'8", you know, guy. But, you know, thanks for the call, Bill. I was going to say every Saturday for a good year and a half, he was coming up here. So, I mean, we used to see him every week, and he was he was touring the indies at that time, and he would, you know, and he had to stop actually because he started getting booked so much, which was actually pretty cool. But he definitely had an opinion, and he definitely it's just so cool to see him succeed. And it's like, I'm hoping, he's not the first man out in this match on Sunday, and I cannot wait to get together at Salvatore's Sunday night to watch this with everybody, all the people. And there's a lot of people I've talked to this past week who've seen him wrestle for UPW, for Pier 6, for all the guys around here, and it's like, and everyone just smiles when they're talking about, this title win. So we're our hat's off to him, man. Hopefully someday we'll be able to get him back on, through the right channels, and we'll work on it, they got to come to town again, I guess, too. But, I'm still wondering if he carries that belt around, if they make him carry it around with him.
I believe so.
Yeah, oh, very cool. Start posing it on things, But I'm Danny and Mark, you guys, kind of newbies to this guy compared to us. Are you happy about that whole situation? I mean, that's super exciting for this town.
I was just going to be the jerk to bring in some hate. If he costs me second place in the league, I'm going to demand reparations.
Ah, okay.
I know me and Mark, we were on, watching it, absolutely. Just an amazing moment seeing a local guy get to that level of success, in the biggest wrestling company in the world. So it was a great moment.
I personally didn't even know China was from Rochester until she was pretty much done. So for me, this is the first local guy I've seen to actually do something big. I know Colin Delaney, but this was absolutely awesome. And
you can't discount Colin. Discount Colin either. He did a good 8-9 months.
No, he did. But for the fact that he's got the Intercontinental title, he's had some great matches throughout the year. You think of the 2 out of 3 falls with the Usos at the pay-per-view, at Elimination Chamber with Shield versus Wyatt. He's been a part of some really awesome matches this year. So this is a perfect payoff, I think. And I can't wait to see some of the people he may feud with.
The first feud's going to be with Rowan. I mean, because of that shocked look.
That's awesome. That excites me. That's like watching old Shawn Michaels and Marty Jannetty.
Did you guys see the end of SmackDown last night when pretty much Triple H took everybody out with a chair? And he kept doing it over and over, beating them down and everything. The interesting thing is a lot of people are pointing this out to me. If Triple H's job is on the line, why is he not in this match? Why is he not in this match? I mean, if his job is on the line and he's still he still can actively wrestle. And I think that may be a...
Who says he won't be?
I know, and that may be a clue to what happens. We kind of postulated this last week, I think, when we were saying that they're going to take out Cena's team during the pay-per-view before the final match. Maybe they'll take one or two guys out. There'll be a surprise person. We all know who... We think it might be showing up as a surprise person, just who gets taken
really?
Out.
He might be coming out of nowhere?
Yeah, he might be coming out of nowhere, they said. But give us a call, 222-1280, Star 12. We've got some huge news of what's going on at TNA. They actually have a home now. We'll talk about it later, and we'll take your calls, too, if you want to talk about Luke Harper, if you've seen him in town here. Every once in a while, it'll be a hockey game or a baseball game, and we will talk about that on the flip side. You are listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
My team will take the field in Survivor Series 2 weeks from now, and I don't care if I got one guy or two guys or no guys. And if I get my ass kicked, at least I get my ass kicked as a man, not as some sort of sellout stooge or sellout Shield or sellout Kane or sellout sexual chocolate.
You're pissed off? You're trying to send a message? You want to keep jumping people from behind? I tell you what, Austin Aries, I don't like to be reactive. I like to be proactive. So before I'm the next guy that you jump from behind, I'm going to give you the chance to do it to my face right here tonight.
This November at Fusillo, Kia is huge by the numbers, so hurry in for huge savings on a huge selection of brand new Kias, all with that 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, 5 years roadside assistance, plus the 2015s are in, including the all-new, redesigned 2015 Kia Sedona. Right now, you can lease it for zero down, $369 a month. MSRP is $29,120, zero down, $369 a month on that 2015 Kia Sedona. You know we don't have just one or two. We've got plenty to choose from. You can check them out online at FusiloKiaGreece.com. Then hurry in 7 days a week this November during the Huge by the Numbers event right here at Fusillo Kia of Greece on Ridge Road. It's huge. 36-month, 36,000 mile lease, 12,000 miles per year, 26 per mile over mile limit, 8% tax, zero due at signing. First payment, $595 acquisition fee plus tax, tags, and DMV fees, including payment structure. $2,000 Kia lease cash apply, $400 disposition fee, $400 early termination fee. No security deposit required. Offer with approved credit through Kia Motor Finance. Prior sales excluded. See dealer for details. Offer ends November 30th, 2015.
Starring Glenn Falls to cool the heat. Emmerich's pregame begins at 6:30 Saturday. Only on Fox Sports 1280, Rochester.
As you can see, I don't need any saving.
Survivor Series, Bray Wyatt, you need to just worry about saving yourself.
Hey guys, this is Mickey James, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic. Feel the pain.
All right, welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman here with the Artiste, Danger Boy, DC Dan Cole, Mark Fantasia, and you. And thank you so much for listening. Let's go to the phones. The phone number is 222-1280, star 1280. You can give us a call on that line, that too, if you got a cell. We got Troy, man, from Rochester. What's up, Troy?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing good, brother. How's it going with you? Thank you for calling earlier this week. I hate running out of time with you.
Oh, yeah, thanks. It's a pleasure. I'm doing good, and I'm blessed enjoying this beautiful Saturday.
Well, thank you for joining it with us.
Oh, yeah, anytime. You know, when I think of Survivor Series, you can't help but think about The Undertaker when he made his debut. Yeah, guys, remember that on 1990, I believe it was?
Kane, The Undertaker! Yes. He had two names back then.
Yep.
That was classic right there. As a matter of fact, I'm watching it now on WWE Network. You brought up a good point. Triple H is going to be in that match some kind of way.
Yeah, he's going to have some. I mean, obviously, it'll be influential being outside it. There's other elements, too, about that match, too. Like, what about Sheamus? You know, they claimed he was hurt, and then he posted some Twitter pictures of him in a hospital robe, but there's nothing else about him being hurt. So is he going to be like a guy, come out of the back at the end, and everyone thinks, oh, it's Sheamus, he's okay, and then he's going to turn his back on the good guys and make sure that because of new stipulations added last night, if Cena's team loses, everyone gets fired from Cena's team, except for Cena. So, what do you give up? Do you give up that, or do you give up the authority? The authority's fine, because they didn't say they were firing him. It just said that they were losing their power. So, I don't know.
Yeah. Plus, Triple H has, I was reading, he has, in real life, he has taken over some other company with the same title. Something. You guys heard about that?
Yeah, I mean, that was years ago. He's been doing this for a long time. He's really got a lot more power than, a TV character, you know?
Yeah, it was some. I was reading on the internet. It was some. This was recent though. This was like last week or something. Well, I was reading up.
Yeah, I know that he was elected recently to the brain injured Sports Legacy Institute's concussion education and research as one of its board of directors. So I don't know. I mean. He's got a lot of jobs. I mean, he's also doing developmental. I mean, you see it every once in a while, he'll post pictures from being down at NXT. So he's got his hands full of a lot of things. Believe me, he's still a wrestler. I mean, when they need someone, he's an ultra heel. He'll still show up, and I think he'll have something to do with it. I mean, you saw last night, he was beating everybody with a chair.
Yeah. I'm even thinking if he don't fight tomorrow, then he's got to fight Randy Orton. Probably WrestleMania, you think? He's got to fight Randy Orton either way.
Yeah, I don't know. Is it going to be Randy Orton, Triple H? You know what? I'd rather see that than some of the other things I've heard about, you know?
I kind of want to see Orton versus Cena.
Oh, someone's being funny.
the only thing that went wrong with that rivalry is they didn't put no time into it. It was just like a rush rivalry.
You mean that like the last match, or I mean the one that happened like 4 years ago? That it was like every page.
They didn't give them enough time since 2009.
Every pay per view for
I'm sure
a year.
There's still some story to be told there.
Yeah, I'm talking about the one that happened at the last pay per view. That was just a rush. So it wasn't really you couldn't. Put no storylines into it. So,
I think it was a terrible pay-per-view. Though. I mean, too, to be honest with you, having two Hell in the Cells with and one that nobody, was built up less than a month before the show. So, I don't know.
And I heard you talking about the Intercontinental Championship as being one of your favorites. My favorites are still the Tag Team Championship.
So, yeah, I mean, it has a lot of history, too. I don't know. I like individual titles. I like singles titles. What do you think, Artiste? I mean, the tag team titles, I mean, really, that's where the Hart Foundation came from.
I mean, there was different periods of time when the tag team championship was a really big deal, and other times where, you totally forgot about it. It was a complete afterthought. So, this year, I think it's... it was a little bit more prominent. I think I was enjoying the Usos and Harper and Rowan for a while. I don't care at all about Gold and Stardust. I don't really care much about the tag division now until they still have it, right?
Yes, they do. And they're gonna have a four-way.
It just says it right there.
Right,
exactly. Yeah, I don't care about it until they finally drop it. Stardust needs to go back to Cody Rhodes. I hate that gimmick.
Yes, it's terrible. I mean, it's something for him to do at least. He's got a job still, but
But back in the sorry, I didn't mean to cut you guys off.
It's okay. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, back in the days, the tag team titles was much better. My favorite tag team was Demolition.
You mean the Here Comes the Smash?
That's my favorite tune and my favorite wrestler.
You know what's funny is if you were a fan of WCW at the time or NWA, they were just trying to find the Road Warriors, and they just put makeup on these two individual wrestlers to make that team. I mean, I really liked Bill Eady as a wrestler. He was a great wrestler. He was great when he was a Super Destroyer down in WCW or NWA a long time before that. So, they were two great individual wrestlers. I think it's just that they wanted the Road Warriors and Road Warriors wouldn't sign with them, so they made their own Road Warriors. You know,
you're not a Barry Darso fan though.
I like Barry Darso. I like not when
you
he was
prefer
the,
him as Repo Man.
Yeah,
Repo
no,
man.
No, no, not Obviously. When he was not when he was doing the golf gimmick. Remember that he was the what was it called? WCW. He was doing the putting thing on the house shows. It was terrible.
It was bad.
So not Blacktop Bully either.
No, Blacktop Bully was okay, though. I mean, it was just short. He kind of got fired in the middle of that, I believe. So.
Didn't he have that match on the back of the 18-wheeler that was moving?
Yeah, him and Dustin Rhodes had that match.
Awesome.
Got both of them fired from WCW because they bled in it, and they were told they weren't supposed to.
Wow.
Yeah.
And speaking of tag teams, like I said, I'm watching WWE Network. I'm watching 1990 Survivor Series, and they're doing an interview with Road Warriors and the Warrior, and what's that guy's name? The Hurricane, the Texas Tornado.
Oh, Kerry Von Erich, man.
Yeah. They're getting ready to fight Demolition.
Oh my, very cool, very good. Hey, Troy, thanks for calling, brother.
Okay, thank you guys.
Yeah, come on out tomorrow night. Salvatore's at the garage door. We're gonna be out there watching Survivor Series. Going to be eating some pizza and some garlic bread, and I'm grooving to this Demolition tune there. Where's it coming out? Where's the speaker?
It's right over here.
No, it's just okay.
Under the bobbleheads.
Yeah. We're going to have a lot of fun tomorrow night. I got Chris Jericho's autobiography is going to be given away during the night, so you can come in, hang out, watch pay-per-view, eat some pizza. See the hot waitresses, have
free
a good time.
Free hugs from Artiste.
Free hugs from all the single guys from the pain clinic. I shouldn't say that. I mean, implicating myself.
I can't make it tomorrow night.
And we'll also, we'll get some stuff away. We'll have a good time, I promise you. And it's going to work this time, too. We've got all the issues, all the bugs, all the gremlins have been kicked out. So real quick, we kind of teased TNA as a home now. Destination America, I believe we announced about 2 months ago that they were one of the people who were in the run for it. Destination, was it 1:35, is it, on Time Warner?
Yes.
I'm trying to remember.
Actually, the actual channel is Who Cares?
No, I care. I care. It's just not going to – I won't be able to get sounds off it anymore because it's above 100 now.
We did post the full channel listing on our Facebook page, facebook.com/painclinic.
Yes.
Invite your friends and 1:35 Time Warner.
That's right. Yeah.
286 DirecTV, 194 Dish.
I was
on the bunny ears.
Brief exchange of emails with JB yesterday, seeing if I could get him on to talk about it. But he's got a girl who lives in England, and he's on his way there. So he's like, I'm flying out. Then I can't. But he will come on, and we'll catch up with him real soon about what's going on. Right now, last Wednesday was the last new program of TNA Impact Wrestling on Spike TV. Now, it's not saying they're not going to be on. They're going to be doing best ofs through the month of December. They're going to have, and they're actually going to have a on Thanksgiving, or is it Wednesday before Thanksgiving, on their YouTube channel. They're going to be doing the best of the Turkey Bowl matches. JB hosts it. And they're going to be doing the show on their YouTube channel. So if you remember any, I think Eric Young must have won like the first four of those. Because he always had to wear that turkey suit. You remember, we talked about it all the time, every year. Yeah, it was terrible. But nevertheless, they're going to be doing the best of the Turkey Bowl matches on YouTube next Wednesday. And they're going to be the best. And he also had been putting together the best ofs for 2014 to round out the year on Spike TV. Then they start Destination America, which is a kind of a, I mean, it's a channel that, I don't know, they said it has 36 million homes that can get it. So it's kind of a growing channel. It's we'll be able to see it here in town on Time Warner as well as DirecTV. So, you know, hopefully, and apparently now allows them to open up and sign people. You know, they've kind of been holding off on re-signing people. So I wouldn't be surprised to see some of these guys you've heard are free agents now be going back, maybe like Bully Ray. Maybe even AJ Styles. I don't know. You know, I mean, he's doing something with Jeff Jarrett's promotion, GFW. Which
the whole thing's confusing, but the pay-per-view they're running January 4th is very intriguing to me.
Yes, Jim
and
Ross.
I like that it's live, even though it's on the 2 a.m. here.
Yeah.
I'd much prefer that other stupid spoilers.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Well, Jim Ross is going to be doing the play-by-play, and he's going to, I think, Mike Tenay. Did they announce it yet that Tenay's going to be with him?
He hasn't been announced yet, but that's who they're looking at.
Yeah, they're looking at Mike Tenay to come in and do the color with him, or he's doing a color. I don't know. I'd rather have Tenay do the color. I like the professor gimmick better than the play-by-play Tenay. We'll see. I'm sure we'll have somebody on. By the
it's
way,
baseball off season. Can they get Shivani in there?
Yeah. You never know. Shivani maybe. I don't know. Did Jim Ross and Shivani have any sort of relationship? You know, it just makes you. I mean, I know that Jim Ross on his podcast had Ed Ferrara on and Vince Russo. So it means any bridge can be mended apparently in this business after some terrible things that happened between people. But I saw that you posted the Young Bucks had put out a version of Be My Baby Tonight on...
No, not really. I was just hoping it would happen, and then Jeff Jarrett said it was going
to
happen.
Oh, yeah. See, Jeff Jarrett replied to the post on the Pain Clinic Twitter.
Yeah, but unfortunately, I guess that's not really going to happen. I don't know if Road Dogg would get any royalties if With My Baby Tonight was covered by the Young Bucks. Speaking of the Bucks, real quick update. We talked about the 2CW show.
That's Friday.
Which happened yesterday.
In
Syracuse. The Dudley Boys did retain their 2CW tag team titles against the Young Bucks in the main event.
Really?
So, of course, that means more Dudleys on the way.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting. I kind of assumed, I assumed wrong.
They did not fall to the super kick party.
I was going to say there had to be some super kicks involved,
I believe. I would like some tables involved as well. So.
I would like to see that matchup because they're just two clashing styles. I mean, you got the high-flying, you know, Young Bucks. And that had to be tear the house down, I'm sure.
I heard the actual match of the night from all reports last night was A.R. Fox and Colin Delaney, which is another match I would love to see.
Yeah.
Colin, obviously, we know very well from this area. A.R. Fox is somebody that I don't know why he's not on TV somewhere.
I've heard his name before,
His little flippy doos all over the place are just insane.
Any more than the champ down in NXT?
Neville?
Yeah, Aaron Neville.
I would honestly probably go with A.R. Fox.
Really? Because Aaron Neville is something.
Yeah, I mean, and NXT is great. And to mention their next special, December 11th, the debut of Kevin Owens.
Yes, Kevin Owens. I saw the video. Yay.
Cannot wait.
Kevin Steen, Kevin Owens. His face kind of shows up in the back of the promo. Very, very cool. Very excited for that. I thought they were going to use him as an angle and something that was going on there. And I guess that's not the case. Or maybe they will. I don't know because the tag match thing they're building up in NXT with Finn Balor, is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
Finn, and Otami, is that they're just going to call
Hideo
him?
Otami.
They're just going to call him Otami.
I don't know. They should just call him Kenta.
Yeah, I know they should.
I'm
sure he'll get cheered, Kenta. You guys got to watch NXT. If you get the network, watch NXT. There's some great stuff on there. You know, they have those intimate crowds. I dig that, you know, the smaller crowds. It's something that, you know, like when you see
They've
around.
Got video screens for their ring apron. What else do you need?
Yeah, I know. That's pretty cool, too. They've got some
great wrestlers.
Yeah. Great female wrestlers.
And I'm looking forward to actually some of their new groups that are starting, like the Shoot Club that they're doing. The Shoot Club team. I know, because it's, but they're legitimate, legit, and I'm not legitimate, but they're actual amateur wrestlers involved in it.
Bull Dempsey.
Yeah, I know. You know, it's crazy. We got Dan.
They say Bull in a song the entire time. It's yeah. Awesome.
We got Dan. Dan, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, guys?
What's happening with you?
Hey, I was watching, I think it was the Clippers game last week, and they were showing the they were showing Hulk Hogan and Mouth of the South Jimmy Hart.
Yeah, his handler, you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you guys see that?
I seen pictures from it, like on Twitter and stuff, but yeah, he was doing appearances.
Was there a promotion going on?
I don't know. He does his own thing. Hogan's doing a lot of his own things still, even though he works for the WWE, but a lot of times I think it was one of his own things where he was doing like an appearance where he'd do a question and answer at a convention or something.
Okay. Hey, what do you guys think about the Bills home game coming up this week?
And Detroit. I had tickets to go to the – this is going to be the only game I went to this year. It was supposed to be this Sunday, and I'm not driving to Detroit, so.
Well, they say that if you go to the game is free.
Yeah, it is. So, you want to drive 6 hours to Detroit?
If it was a meaningful game.
I was going to say, it also doesn't change the fact that it's Bills and Jets.
Right.
It's almost like that. Is if a tree falls in the forest and nobody's around, does it make a sound? If the Bills and Jets play in Detroit and the tickets are free, does that make anybody really care?
I can't wait to see how many people show up, even though it's free. Yeah. How many people in Detroit care about the Bills?
You know what's funny is the Bills will not be able to play in Buffalo this weekend, but ESW Wrestling is playing tonight there. So that did not get shut out.
Are they going to make up the Rangers-Sabres postponed game?
Sure. Of course. No, they're going to leave the game off, so at the end of the year, they're down.
February 20th, and then the game that was supposed to be February 20th against Ottawa is now December 15th.
Yeah, the Sportsline 1280, give us a call.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Dan. We got a call from Brian. Brian, what is happening with you today, brother?
Hi, guys. How are you? Okay. You know, I have some WWE news. I better not say because I think you guys have it in your news.
I don't know if we'll ever get to our news, so go ahead.
I told the artiste this last night, Dan. I forgot what we get is sometime in December, the WWE is going to be on the USC Network for a week. Okay? Yeah. Monday Night Raw on the Monday. Then the night after that will be SmackDown.
It's going to be on Tuesday. SmackDown will be on Tuesday, December 16th.
On USA.
Be live. Then, it'll be live, too. It'll also be. Yeah.
And then that Friday will be like an encore presentation.
So, yeah, they don't have anything for Wednesday or Thursday. I don't know why they call it WWE week unless they're just going to gloss over those 2 days. Nobody likes those days in the week anyways. So.
Unless they have a guest host like they do with, you know, like they have a...
That's what they're doing. They're going to have cut-ins with the Bella Twins or something, you know.
I hope we get more Grumpy Cat. I'm sorry, Richie. I do hope tomorrow night the authority is bye-bye.
Well, Brian, you got to come out and hang out with us at Salvatore's,
man. What do you have against Andrew?
Yeah, Andrew the authority?
I'm ordering it at my house.
Hey, oh, are you? Oh, well, you know what? Yeah, what do you have against Andrew the authority? Oh, not that authority. Sorry.
I do not have anything against the authority from you guys.
I know. I'm kidding. We're going to see him tonight. He's going to see him tonight at the Lancers home opener, which is tonight.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. My first Lancer game this season.
Yeah, mine too. We'll see you there, brother.
See you tonight.
Yeah, take it easy. We'll see you tonight. And yeah, I brought that ESW. Are you going out there tonight? Oh, no, you got...
Well, I got hockey this afternoon and hockey tonight.
It's a hockey day. But who's coming to... You said that...
ESW tonight in Lockport, the Keenan Center. They've got Hurricane Helms, Abyss, Rhino, the world's cutest tag team, Joey Ryan and Candice LeRae, Johnny Gargano, Zach Gowen, Gregory Iron.
Zach Gowen, I heard, got hurt or something, didn't he?
He showed up at 2CW last night.
Oh, he did? Okay, apparently not that hurt. Yeah.
And once again, to mention Candice LeRae.
Candice LeRae. Go look her up, folks.
I already mentioned her, yeah.
Yeah, so go look her up, man.
They got a big main event tonight with Abyss and Rhino, I think.
Four Corners of Carnage.
Yeah.
Yeah, so their show's in Lockport. Actually, it's Wrestle Bash, which I ring announced last year in Lockport, and that was like 1,000 strong in the Keenan Center. It was just an awesome atmosphere, so definitely recommend it. You can take 31 right out there.
That's right.
And enjoy.
Hey, let's go to break real quick. We have a little piece of news before we go to break. I hear that there's news about Chris Jericho. He's going to have some time to come back to WWE, but he wants to be known as the reverse Lesnar. He doesn't want to be on TV. He just wants to do house shows because he doesn't have the
much respect.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Much respect for Chris Jericho.
Yeah. What it says is, in a sense, that he'll only work live events and will not work TV or pay-per-view events during these 2 months he's going to be working up going to WrestleMania. Plans can always change as Jericho didn't want to appear on TV last week when he worked the UK tour, which he did show up because we saw him on SmackDown. He did a Jericho highlight reel. But like I said, plans can always change. And he didn't want to come back and have his return not be a big deal. So look at that.
I don't know who this Brock Lesnar guy is, though, that you mentioned.
I watch
all this wrestling every week, and I don't.
We actually have some news about him too. Big news coming up on the flip side, as well as WCW icon is going to be at Survivor Series tomorrow. We haven't even mentioned it yet. I'll give you a hint. He wears makeup on his face. We got to go to break. Give us a call, 222-1280. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
And the man who personally delivered a decimated Dolph Ziggler right to our feet last week, Luke Harper.
I'm a team player.
Yes, you are, Luke.
It seems the feel-good story here in TNA is a tale of Rockstar Spud, the lovable little scamp from across the pond who came to America to make it big. Hee-hee!
This is the Rochester Restaurant Guide, with great suggestions on places to go the next time you're going out to eat, like the Tavern at Clover, the newly opened Pittsford location, and big brother to downtown's mainstay, Tavern 58 at Gibbs. Aged steaks expertly grilled, fresh seafood uniquely prepared, fresh-made pasta, simply great service. The Tavern at Clover, offering three unique dining areas, two comfortable bars, all in one historic setting. For casual, comfortable excellence, it's the Tavern at Clover. Discover the unique flavors of Belgian at Victoire Belgian Bar and Bistro in Rochester's East End. At Victoire, they serve 50 varieties of Belgian-style beers. You can savor the region's cuisine, too, with a kitchen that's open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. Take a trip to Belgium. No passport required. Victoire, Belgian Bar and Bistro in the East End. And Zeta Deluxe Grill and Bar in Brighton, celebrating 30 years in business with legendary burgers, famous baby back ribs, a new $5 happy hour appetizer menu daily. Zeb's features all your favorite NFL games, too, with 50-cent wings and specials on Blue and Blue Light. Come for the food, stay for the game at Zeb's Deluxe Grill and Bar, Tops Plaza, Brighton. And every Thursday, you can pick up half-price restaurant deals at RochesterForLess.com, so you can enjoy a night out for half the price.
Arizona Cardinals and Seattle Seahawks square off in a huge NFC West showdown. Coverage begins at 4, part of an NFL triple header on Fox Sports 1280, Rochester.
More. A man that has nothing to lose is the most dangerous man in this world. Poor Dean Ambrose.
Hey, it's The Miz from the WWE on Sports Radio 1280.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with Mark Fantasia, DC, Dan Cole, Danger Boy, and the Artiste. Feed him some more real quick pieces of news. Larry the Cable Guy is going to be on Monday Night Raw this week. And not only does it, but you know what entails that?
Next.
There'll be a big return of a character we haven't seen in quite a while. Yes, Santino Marella is going to be doing some bits with him.
Next.
Santino.
I think I'd rather see Grumpy Cat again. He's the only one that messed his segment up. But he didn't mess the segment up. Do you remember?
Grumpy Cat might have been the best guest host.
Seriously, he couldn't
Barker.
Say anything?
Yes.
That cat looked like it was on something.
That's a she? Or how about the announcer saying Grumpy the Cat?
Grumpy the Cat. Yeah, it was terrible.
I would love to meet Grumpy Cat myself.
Grumpy Cat looked like it was on something. How could it not move when you had freaking...
Because it's Grumpy the Cat.
You have Miz Dow sitting there mimicking everything that Miz is doing next to the cat.
Do you see Garfield running all over the place? No.
No.
Lazy cat.
Oh, that cat was much better than Kathy Lee and Hoda.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah. I'll say that. The segments
Larry
were shorter.
The Cable Guy will be on Monday.
Yeah, of course.
I think the only one ever that was really good was Bob Barker.
Wasn't there from some Real Housewives of Rochester? So, I don't know.
Yeah, there was. There was a Real House. It was the same week that, yeah, it was like, it was terrible. It was like in the crowd when they had, what's the show on after Raw?
Atlanta. It was Real House. Oh, the Chrisleys.
The Chrisleys, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, I can't change the channel fast enough.
I don't know. I find that guy entertaining.
No.
You know what?
Who is he?
I have no idea.
Where are these supposed celebrities coming from?
I thought he was a dude who was like used to be a minister and then kind of got caught doing something and wasn't no longer a minister anymore, but maybe I'm wrong.
Am I the only one that really misses Silk Stockings coming on right after Raw?
Yes. Because if more people missed it, it would be on still. One quick note, I mentioned someone showing up at Survivor Series. Sting is going to be making an appearance. It's been pretty much guaranteed. So if you're a Sting fan, and
so it won't happen.
It'll be his first appearance live on a WWE show.
It'll be on the pre-show.
So who knows? I didn't say when it was going to be.
Fandango versus Sting.
Yeah, Sting gets the death, the Scorpion death drop. No, yeah, it'd be nice because he's on my team and I need to get some points to get back up in the money slot. But
I don't want to talk about it.
That would be very, very, very nice. But that we got a busy, busy night tomorrow. I'm coming down to Salvatore's at the garage door. Hang out with us. We'll have a good time. I promise you, the food is great and the action is going to be fantastic. Danny, pepperoni. You look like you had something to say.
During the break, I made the comment that we talked about the great from Monday Night Raw, which was Harper winning the IC strap. We need to talk about the terrible. We already talked about Grumpy the Cat.
But that's not in the terrible category.
Can we please talk about the Humping Bunny?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, what was
really?
That?
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
PG, what's this, PG-13 or PG?
G.
G. That was nothing. I mean, that was terrible. You know, it's obviously Sami Zayn in that bunny costume.
But it's not going to be when it's revealed, apparently.
Yeah.
Well, they showed his skin color of his arm, so it's not going to be everyone's
Darren skin
Young
color of his arms. I was way off when I thought it was going to be Darren Young.
Yeah, everyone thought it was going to be Darren Young. And they pointed it out, too. The announcers are the ones who pointed that out. So I think it's going to be Sami Zayn in the long run.
But how do you do that to a guy that has that much potential, and then people will be like, wait a minute.
Gotta find
2 weeks ago, he was air humping?
You got to find a way to get him into the show. So I think that any way you can do it, that's good. And he's an incredible talent.
Humping
so.
Bunny.
Yeah, it's going to be something worse. Maybe you'll have like little bunnies with him next week. You know, maybe he'll succeed in, you know.
That humping led to somewhere.
Series match. It's like the humping bunny and his offspring.
Yeah, you know, it's like that, you know.
Doink, dink, wink.
I was going to relate it to Star Trek and say Spock had that mating urge every 7 years. Maybe that's the bunny's urge, you know.
Or Could we take the bunny in a dark direction, like turn him into Heidenreich, and like you find him backstage in a dark
alley,
push him against Michael Cole?
Yeah, Michael Cole would just love it. I think JBL brought that up not too long ago to him, but he was, and I don't think he was too fond of it. It might have been on one of their TV, their YouTube show, but it was, it's crazy. It's crazy. That was pretty low. I mean, I kind of dig the heel Adam Rose if it ever happens because, you know, everyone's happy, but,
He's better have a heel bunny.
Is he heel or is he turning into Johnny Depp from Pirates of the Caribbean?
Look at definitely with those eye makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what you think, folks. 222-1280, star 1280, give us a call.
He's starting to act like a lemon, if you ask me.
Yeah, and I think Bunny was kind of turned on by Nanny Neidhart. That's the whole thing, you know? Because that's what, you know, he was kind of like, you know, being, flirting with her before.
That's where Tyson's kid's going to come out.
He's, he's going to be the bunny?
Tyson kid's going to feud with the bunny for the next year.
Tyson kid. Oh, Natty's husband.
Yeah. The one who was in the ring when he, you know, when he
TJ,
lost.
TJ, you know.
Yeah, TJ. So, craziness, ultimate craziness on the
and
show.
And Total Divas.
Yeah. It's,
I knew that was coming out.
You're the only one.
Don't worry, it's coming back. You're gonna get your
fill. January's a ways away.
It's not. You got a whole Christmas season between now and then. It's it'll happen in no time.
We need so many more roses.
How many hockey games you got before then? I'm sure you got way too many.
I got two today. That's enough today.
Two today, and then I thought you were going to Adirondack at one point, but
no, I got Naz play-by-play this afternoon, and then Amherst hosting from here right after.
That's right. Sportsline 1280. You're on the Saturday morning.
I'm going home to take a nap.
We'll answer anything. But
take two of them. I need one.
Yeah, one thing I also hinted at earlier was there's some Lesnar news. Well, apparently Lesnar's contract's up after WrestleMania.
Woohoo!
And
who is Brock Lesnar?
Yeah.
I don't know who this is.
he's
a beast in
he doesn't even have he's an new he's anymore. Like, well, I can't say he's a new Chris Benoit, but he's
there's two less murders on his hands,
right,
okay?
Right.
That we know of.
But in terms of people who should not be named, I'm gonna put him in that category. Not
wish Les was here.
Not in the
That's terrible. Now, yeah, you should do that next time they're in Buffalo. Have a wish Lesnar make it all the way out. You know, we want the champ. Yeah,
I want him to come back and just drop the title and go away.
Yeah, well, that's what's going to probably happen because Dana White has been actively pursuing him to come back, and he's showed interest. So we might see.
That's because they need some kind of personality in the heavyweight division.
Brock Lesnar drew $1 million.
Brock Lesnar has so much personality.
He drew $1 million paydays.
He drew the biggest paydays that's ever happened in UFC.
Yeah, the top
not for his
six.
Personality, though.
No, definitely not. But, we got another break. 222-1280, star 1280. You want to get in? You're not going to hear this song again until we see Mizdow break off of Miz, but... It will happen, and hopefully it'll happen
soon.
We don't
ever want that to happen, because it's the greatest thing on WWE TV.
It is.
Right,
we got to go to break. You listen to the Pain Clinic.
Is Ms. Swoggle done?
I hope so. That was the worst. I know. I was waiting for that to happen on Monday. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
The last place I recall where the inmates ran the asylum was called WCW. You remember them? WCW, we picked them up at the auction after the inmates were running the asylum. The fact is, we cannot and we will not let that happen.
Hey, Cougar Cooge, Soccer Sam here for Salvatore's Pizza, Rochester's number one pizzeria. Try a super slice. It's as big as your head. Capiche? Salvatore's.com.
Did you ever wonder where restaurants get those amazing tasting steaks? The answer is Palmer Food Service. When you go to the Palmer Direct to You store at the regional market, you get restaurant quality at wholesale prices. Now, you may not have the same talents as a chef in those great independent restaurants we all know and love, but you can start with the same great quality and value, steaks, seafood, and poultry. If you want to feed your family better for less every day, come to Palmer's, 900 Jefferson Road.
Hi, this is Dan Delay from Donuts Delay, Rochester's finest donut. Try our new 20-pack of donuts for only $20. Donuts Delay is open every day at 6 a.m. for breakfast. Now we deliver donuts and logo donuts. Donuts Delay, Empire at Culver, Rochester's finest donut.
Sunday night, the New York Giants and Dallas Cowboys get together in primetime, and we are there. Coverage begins at 8 Sunday night, part of an NFL triple header on Fox Sports 1280, Rochester.
I'm Mr. Anderson. Anderson, and you are listening to the Pain Clinic, pro wrestling talk show. Listen and feel the pain.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Thank you, Mr. Anderson, for that nice lead-in. Real quick, we're going to be out. Salvatore's at the garage door tomorrow. Did you hear that earlier? Well, we're back. We're going to be doing it tomorrow, 149 Eastridge Road. Come hang out with us. Watch the Survivor Series. Some people only got to go to school this week, so bring your kids. Starts at 8 o'clock. Get there early so we can get a seat. I got a Chris Jericho's autobiography to give away, as well as maybe some other stuff. We'll have a good time, I promise you. It'll be the first one we're back in a while, so please come on out. Someone tell them old ladies that sit down from us to come on out. I don't know if they know or not. They might be listening right now. Who knows? If they are, give us a call. And they're really.
Call them old.
I call them old ladies, but it's a term of endearment. They're very nice ladies.
How is that a term of endearment?
I call them the septuagenarians when we're there. So the septuagenarian ladies down the hall.
I don't know where.
Yeah. All right. Welcome back to the
paper.
I'm the cash man here with Mark Fantasia, the artiste, the Danger Boy, and DC Dan Cole. Birthday boy, Dan Cole. He's going to go out and have a good time
tonight. It's my birthday, baby. Woo!
It's my birthday.
31 spanks.
We got the dancers coming up in a second, so as soon as we get off the air, you know, that's
Tuna Melt.
That's expensive. actually their group call is called Tuna Melt. So. That's terrible. Okay, real quick, we got some news. Alberto Del Rio has gotten an unconditional release from WWE. We know he got fired a while ago. But he was suing them because he didn't want to be limited not to wrestle in the United States, and they made an agreement. So Alberto Del Rio is able to wrestle now. He was at House of Hardcore last weekend for Tommy Dreamer. He announced he's going to be wrestling with some TV shows, including TNA. So we're looking.
They say he's going to wrestle two places, and everyone knows he's doing Lucha Underground for AAA. And they it's assumed that he's going to do TNA because he wants to be on TV.
He mentioned TNA by name, I believe, in one of the promos he cut. So TNA is definitely interested in having him. You know, I mean, you know, it's one of the guys they pick up from WWE. He doesn't have a drug problem, so they might as well sign him, you know, because that's a terrible thing to say. I know. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that seriously. But they do pick up the WWE guys who get cast off for some reason or the other. But he definitely would fit in very well with TNA. They could use him definitely. So hopefully we'll see some sort of signing about that real soon. And I can't think of any other news that we missed this week, but I really hope you guys all will come out and join us tomorrow night at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 Eastridge Road. Hang out with us and watch the Survivor Series. What'd they say? This is the second longest running pay-per-view.
Aren't they going to get rid of it one year?
Yeah, they were trying to. They were trying to, and they changed their mind because someone said there's some history behind it. But they pretty much got rid of the format of the show. I mean, really, they throw in those. I mean, we're getting Divas.
Survivor Series match, and then the final one.
Yeah, they really don't base it on that old style that they used to do, which was
the hodgepodge of wrestlers.
The hodgepodge of wrestlers all coming out in wrestling, so are coming out in teams and elimination.
Foreign Fanatics might come out tomorrow.
Oh, cool.
I'm gonna hold my breath on that, but
okay.
Yeah, and Rosa Mendez on the pre-show.
All right, yeah, and
she looks 48.
Fandango. She looks what?
She's 48.
That's so terrible. 48. Well, we're good done for the week, folks. Give us listen.
The better looking divas might be in NXT.
Don't forget next hour's Kick This. It's the Lancer's home opener tonight. It's going to be an exciting hour of radio. And thank you for listening. We'll be back next week. Check out our Facebook page. Just look up the Pain Clinic on Facebook.
Facebook.com/Pain Clinic.
Yeah, you know. And
on Twitter, it's Pain_Clinic.
And thepainclinic.net. If you want to listen to any of our shows from the last year or two, if you listen to any of them, you got a nice old interview with Luke Harper. I'm sorry, with Brody Lee. But, you know, you put one and one together and know who we're talking about. And we're just so happy for the guy. And so I want to end the show with, that's the thing I learned today, is how happy we are that this guy, you know, he's Rochester homegrown, born and bred here, and now he's a champ, and we got to get out of here. We'll see you next week, folks.